Lee, a draw today. Do you think that was a fair point?
I do think it was a fair point, yeah. I think both sides had a couple of chances. It was quite cagey. I thought it looked like two good sides for different reasons. I thought we stroked the ball around very nice and took control of the game, but they had spells due to physicality and obviously the threat that they posed. Both teams will probably be a little bit disappointed with their finishing in front of goal. But there was two or three good opportunities in each half for both sides. And if that would have gone in at the end, I couldn't say we didn't deserve it, but I probably would say a draw is pretty fair.
Kept plugging away though, didn't you? And to create that chance deep in stoppage time to nearly nick it, it was so close, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was unfortunate, but the lads have got to play the game, you know. We needed to put in a couple of long throws, we needed to get a couple of balls into the box. It was going to be important. And I think our fans see that, do you know what I mean, what we're about. They've got to be patient at times because we do try and build up the play. But those chances will come as the players integrate with each other more. I'll give you an example, Rhys Ibarra and Marley Watkins. Sometimes they're looking at each other and not having a clue what the other one wants. But we have to work on that. And like I say, this group, after hopefully 10, 15 games, will look decent. And I'm quite pleased. I never like to not win at home or away, but I'm quite pleased because I appreciate that they're a very good side.
Were you pleased with the composure that your players showed today?
Well, outside the box I was. I thought we was, it's on the back of a tough schedule again, don't forget that. And at times we was a little bit sloppy. I think Steve Davis should have scored one when he went through one-on-one with the keeper. He just walked past. But that was the only thing what was killing us, just that little bit of sloppiness. But you can see we've got good players, you can see we've got talent, we've got speed, we've got power, and I just want to keep plugging away and make sure that we keep going on an unbeaten run.
You must be delighted with your central defensive pairing. They won't get much more of a difficult task than James Hansen and Stephen Davis, and I thought they stood up to it and dealt with everything.
Yeah, they did. They're strong boys and they're young lads as well, don't forget. Alfie Mawson is only just 21 and Robbo's 24 with his first taste of players like that. He's been used to playing in the conference. So sometimes they have to get their second wind, but they did. They can both handle the ball and generally they've already shown that they're comfortable at this level.
Kadeem Harris signed on this morning. We saw a bit of him in the second half. What does he bring to the football club?
Well, I think it was difficult for him today because obviously he didn't know any of the names, he didn't know anybody, but we tried to win the game, so we thought, right, we'll chuck him on. But what he does bring is that sort of eccentric type power and eccentric speed, and he's got tight ball control as well. So I thought he got a great cross in, and that was what we needed when he first came on, and then it sort of fizzled out a little bit due to us not getting him enough of the ball. But overall, I was pleased with him because it's never easy just to come straight into a group and start a game or come on a sub.
And at 22 years old, he's probably at the stage of his career now that he really sort of needs to try and kick on and take this opportunity.
Yes, he does, and it's important for him, isn't it? We've got a group of like bright young players, and there is going to have to be some sort of rotation involved because I can't play everybody. People like Joe Rothwell have been very unlucky because he's been excellent and one of the best trainers every day. So I'm looking to get these people in, which means we've got good competition, which means the players know if they don't perform, then somebody comes in behind them.
Is that the last bit of business we're likely to see?
I don't know. No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say that we're still out there, and we're always out there, and we'll just have to see. But we'll try our very best to make this group better, and if we do add a couple, fantastic.
What areas are you still looking at, Lee?
Well, I think it's unfair on our players to talk about that in public at the moment. But like I say, we are a bit light in a couple of areas.
Ryan Williams, he was missing from the 18 today. You alluded to an injury before the match. Was that the player you were talking about?
Yeah, he's just had another flare-up on his groin. Hopefully it's not too bad, but we'll get him scanned on Monday and assess the damage.
Because he's a player that, once he's fit, will really give you something extra, won't he?
Yes, he is, and he's a very good player. And I'm looking forward to getting him out there, really. And I think there was an Australian that sort of streaked on the pitch last week, and I made a joke that that's the only Australian we've seen on the pitch so far. But no, we want to get him out there because he's a good player, and he's chomping at the bit, and I feel a bit frustrated for him. But his body is very important, and he's a human, and we might have to make sure we look after him.